Branch.
Here.
Ooh, loud. Check. 1, 2. We'll start with our administrative agenda and the meeting minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve. So can I get a motion on each of those? We'll do them one at a time.
I'll move for approval of the minutes of September 10th.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'm going to abstain because I was not at that meeting. All right. Next meeting?
I'll move for approval of the minutes of September 24th.
I guess I'll second that.
And I'll be abstaining as I wasn't present for that meeting.
Okay. Likewise.
Really? We'll just continue this to the...
Well, if you we have a majority, a quorum, 302.
Right.
I think we could approve.
I think we can still go.
We can still approve it? Okay.
I believe we can.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Any discussion? I didn't see anything. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that hopefully passes. And now the item B2, the planning directory report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the DRB. I believe that a couple of you were able to participate in the zoning code interviews over the last couple of days, and staff, we really appreciate that. It's just the beginning of our outreach process. We had a workshop with the Planning Commission last night. Once we've started to take in this information, we'll give you more information on the next stages of public participation on this very important endeavor. We're really excited to kick this off. So thank you for your participation. I can talk about the future agenda in the next item, but I have no further news, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for Shine? No? All right. If you'd like to go to the projected agenda.
Thank you. We have on our agenda one request for a continuance. That's on the final calendar, item G1, 13-077-DRB. The applicant requests a continuance of that item to the meeting of November 12th.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then for our future meeting, it won't be as brief as this one. We do have some, so this item will get continued. I think we have one or two more items that will also be on that November 12 agenda, and one new item, which I believe will be meaty. But I don't want to say for sure say what it is, because I'm not sure that it's ripe for that meeting quite yet. Not quite as quick as today. But and then future calendars are open. So.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is public comment. I see no one in the public wanting to speak at this time, so we'll go to the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Item E1, Kitty Dual Spectrum Facade Improvements, that was on consent for a couple of landscape items, which were provide a canopy tree, which they did. They provided a forest pansy redbud tree instead of the palms, like we asked for. They showed the sidewalk on the plan, and they provided some irrigation specifications. So I gave it final approval with no conditions.
Okay. Someone want to second that?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
I just wanted to thank the applicant for this upgrade to their facility. It's going to look nice.
Nice. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's an item I have to recuse myself on, so I won't be voting. And that takes us to the sign calendar.
Sign subcommittee met today and reviewed Decker's retail wall signage at 6601 Hollister Avenue. And we are recommending final approval with the condition there were two signs, the Sanook sign and the Mozo sign, which appeared to be internally illuminated can signs. So we made the condition that they not be that and that they use channel letters placed on background panels. So with that condition, we are recommending final approval.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I'll be recusing myself on this one.
Okay.
Chair Branch, I did have some questions about this, so I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to ask a few questions about this. Could somebody explain to me what a blade sign is and what its usefulness is?
A blade sign typically is a sign that is geared towards pedestrians. So as you walk down a street and you've got a canopy or an overhang, it's a sign that sets perpendicular to the path of travel of the pedestrian.
Okay.
So they tend to be small, but they're geared towards pedestrians that are walking around the area to find the store rather than them be able to see the bigger sign, wall sign out front.
And for this retail, maybe for this retail park, staff can help me with this. Is there expected to be a pedestrian walkway in front of that retail area by which pedestrians would see these blade signs and go into a particular shop or store?
That's all right, Mr. Chair and members. My understanding of this site plan, if I remember correctly, one, there's going to be the meandering sidewalk along Hollister, so that has a pedestrian orientation to it. And then there's a pedestrian plaza that's going to be in front of the building that is, I believe the sidewalk is somewhat elevated from the plaza and the finished floor of the building. So yeah, there's that pedestrian element too.
And the parking is in behind the building, so people will be parking behind the building and having to walk around to the Hollister side of the building to get into the stores.
Okay. And regarding the wall signs, if for some reason they had more brands that they wanted to promote, would they be able to have more signs?
Mr. Chair and members, if you look at the elevation sheet, I can pull that up for this. They're only allowed to have, this is G1-1.1. They're only allowed to have a wall sign on that armature or on that canopy in a certain location. Mm-hmm. So they can't exceed those slots.
Okay, and there are, I see, a particular number of slots
right
that are there.
And I believe it's only, I can't remember exactly on if on the side elevation, the west elevation, how those allowances are allocated. But basically, if they wanted to switch a sign out, they'd have to come back to DRB for final approval of that the new brand. And if they wanted to exceed the allowance, then they'd have to come back to amend the sign plan. So, thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Ling, so if certain things might come back to the DRB, but certain things, if they were compatible and consistent with the overall sign plan, wouldn't?
That's correct. This is only a portion of the whole sign plan for the whole Decker's campus.
Right.
When that sign plan was approved, that included signage for the flagship buildings, lots of directional signage to help wayfinding through the multi-acre parking areas and pedestrian walkways. Those designs were pretty much final detail when that came in for at that sign plan approval last year. but it was the retail signs that hadn't been fleshed out, so that's why they're coming back. And so we do anticipate that, you know, as if the retail element changes over time, that those things will come back to DRB. But the other signage, since that was pretty much set and pinned down last year, we don't need to come back because that has been fleshed out previously. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that explanation. The chance to get caught up to speed.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have a motion.
Yeah,
a second. So that was the discussion. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, I'm recusing myself.
And Aaron's recused. Final is continued announcements by members. Carl?
It's not really an announcement, but it's probably a question for Shine. I believe the project at, I forget the address exactly, 810 Fairview, North Fairview Avenue has been appealed to Planning Commission. Does the DRB need to send a member to the Planning Commission meeting to represent their decision?
Which project is that?
This is the Kevin Hansen residence. Up on north, way at top of North Fairview.
Got it.
Mr. Chair and members, my understanding is that because this is a de novo hearing, the Planning Commission will basically look at the whole application from de novo and come to its own conclusions by reviewing the case in its entirety. That's my understanding. So the DRB representative won't be necessary for this. So, yeah.
Any other announcements?
I had a question, I guess, for staff. On the project I reviewed on consent today, I was wondering when do we require an irrigation plan versus irrigation notes for a landscape package? I know with AB 1881, there's a certain square footage where that kicks in. Is that?
My understanding is that we've always required a plan. I think it's basically it's a discretion of the board as to making sure that there's assurance that the landscape plan, the planting plan can be maintained. And so usually for commercial projects especially, we do require a plan. And not just notes.
That project had just notes. So I'm wondering if I should remodify my.
I think what we can do is we can make sure that before it gets final building permit that we have a irrigation plan that is consistent with the planting plan.
Okay.
Yeah. But were the notes sufficient to?
Yeah, they gave pretty good direction that someone could build off of.
Yeah,
perhaps. But I just wanted to be consistent with each project.
Yeah, so. I would say I think it's a good practice to have a plan.
I do too.
Yeah, so I think we can make sure as staff to let applicants know what our plan requirements are for final review. So, yeah,
thanks.
Sure.
Okay. Any other announcements? Then with that, we're adjourned.
15 minutes.
It's a vision I can touch with my hand. It's a marvel Mother Nature has planned. You've got something I want. Darling, what you've got, I must get.